ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's estimated that every year in Solomon Islands, around 13,000 young people are ready to enter the job market, but only a tiny fraction of them are able to get formal employment. A 2016 World Bank report found, in fact, that around 2,000 people are able to find work. So the national government in Solomon Islands is trying to encourage people to start up their own businesses, but with a lot of red tape, regulations and laws that favour big business, it's not an easy task. Our reporter Evan Wasuka is in Honiara and has the story.
Solomon Islands youth have rather bleak job prospects, with only enough jobs for only around one in every six high school leavers. And it's only going to get harder, with 70% of Solomon Islanders aged below 30. So the Solomon Islands government is keen to encourage youth to make their own jobs by setting up their own small businesses and employing others too. But according to Dr. Jimmy Rogers, the Special Secretary to the Prime Minister, that road is paved with regulatory and legal obstacles. So the government is hoping that a Youth Entrepreneurship Council, a joint initiative between the Chamber of Commerce and the Ministry of Women, Youth, Children and Family Affairs, will start to smooth the road by advocating for reform.
We need our Labour Act to be reformed, revised. We need our Employment Act, our Company Act, which is currently very friendly to large multinational companies, but penalizes the little ones. There is no provision in those Company Acts, Business Acts, to help our young entrepreneurs. They are helping rich multinational companies. We really got to get moving on those, because we also have a lot of taxes. And in the last review of the youth policies, there are seven different taxes that these little businesses have to pay to, right? No wonder many of them don't want to register. Because as soon as you're registered, instead of helping, they start deducting. We need incentives. We need tax breaks.
The Entrepreneurship Council has 60 registered members across Solomon Islands, with each business on average employing seven workers. It's still early days yet, and the Prime Minister, Rick Ho, says numbers are expected to grow as the council begins its work.
EXC will support these young entrepreneurs in a range of areas, including business registration, identify training and business development needs and priorities, and develop programs to address priority needs of our young entrepreneurs. EXC will play a crucial role in helping to promote, coordinate and support the development of young entrepreneurs in this country.
One of Solomon Island's successful young entrepreneurs is Millicent Barty, with her own graphics design business, which she says starting out was one of the biggest challenges in her life. She's now the chair of the Youth Entrepreneurship Council. She wants to help other young Solomon Islanders make that first step into entrepreneurship.
It is actually one of the most challenging and loneliest roads that they may have to walk on. With the establishment of YXE, I said at the AGM to all our members that all our lonely roads may now finally meet at a junction to inspire, learn, advocate, and grow from each other's roadmaps.